You are listening to station WGN.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Come on, Uncle Jed, the party starts.
All right.
Music?
Stand by. Bob, why don't you get rid of the Kevin Matthews, the theme?
Uh-huh.
Lose that, okay? Get rid of it. We don't need it. Did it, done it. And then do we have the John Coltrane?
We want to play just any John Coltrane.
Okay, how about this one?
That's good, because I just shot some heroin. And the other music is just too happy. Too happy.
I've got to hit this right here, Jim. And Jim will cue you in 3, 2.
Bob, our engineer, are we on everything?
You are live.
All right. Chicago, this is Jimmy Shorts. This is the great 720 WGN radio, heard everywhere. You're wondering where Dave Pyle is. Is it Pyle? What is his last name? Pyle?
Plier.
Plier, like the tool.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we have, for those fans, and Dave's been fired, and this is our new shift. And so we're here for about 3 hours, I guess. I'm Jimmy Shorts. We used to do radio here when we were on the loop, ABC, CBS. Kevin Matthews is here, and Bob, that's your name. You're the engineer.
Right.
Okay, let's hear a little John Coltrane, and let's talk about Dave Pyle, who's been fired.
Yeah, there's no, you know, when people get fired from radio, it's just always uncomfortable. And then, you know, the new people come in and, you know, they don't even talk about it. And we can't do that. I've known Dave. Dave's helped me, you know, like, with so much. And they just decided to change. And they asked if we wanted to do the show. And, of course, we would stab Dave in the back to get any kind of air shift here.
Yeah, it's really nice. Do we say why Dave got fired? It'll be in the paper. I mean, it had nothing to do with radio, if that helps. You'll read about it because it's law enforcement. Let's put law enforcement, and that's about it. So this is our new show. Here, let's hear a little bit more jazz here. The Windy City, it's dark. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Hey, you want to? Well, here's our topics tonight. Bear fans that have no Also, Kev, did you watch the debates?
No, I did, actually. I tuned in for a little bit. You had some notes on the debate.
Yeah, you know, I hate politicians. I hate them all. I hate them all. Both sides. I hate them all. But what the hell's happening to Joe Biden? His teeth. Have you seen that? He looks like Roger Rabbit. His teeth are false, like his hair plugs, and his big ass chiclets are falling out of his mouth. He looks like Matt Dillon. If you saw the movie Something About Mary, where he had these big false buck teeth, and Joe Biden's trying to answer a question, his teeth are falling out. So I hate we could talk about that, folks, if you want to talk. However, we're not going to talk about that. I hate politics. I hate it. You know, I read somebody put out people are going to start dying, the people that we grew up music-wise, like all the people that, you know, Motown, like Smokey Robinson, Diana Ross, all the Motown people, Stevie Wonder, they're all going to just be dying. I mean, everybody, Mick Jagger, Ringo, Ozzy, everybody's, what if all the people that we grew up with musically all died at once? Kind of like cicadas. You know how the cicada comes here every 4 years and they're all over the place? And then all of a sudden they die and they're on your lawn and you walk on them and you crush them and they make a crushing sound. All the people we grew up with, what if they all died in like 10 days? Something to talk about. I don't even, Bob, what's our phone number if people want to call? You fans of Dave Pyle, if you're pissed off that he got fired, what's the number to call?
312. 312-
Right.
981.
Yep.
7200.
One more time.
312-981
yep.
7200.
So if you're pissed that Dave's been fired and this is our new show, you know what? Not our fault. We were asked to come in here, okay? Dave got fired because you'll read about it come Monday. So don't yell at us. And if you want to yell at us, call. Do we have a delay? Because you call, you'd be pissed off. You can swear. You can. I'm never going to listen to this station again. How dare you fire Dave Pyle? Just unload, folks. Unload. We didn't do it. Dave did it. So what's the number again?
312.
Right.
981.
Right.
7200.
Okay.
Phones are ringing.
Yeah, well, they should be. This is WGN, I hope so. And plus, I have a lot of pissed off fans now that they know that Dave's been fired. And think of the things we really kind of upset everybody. We talk about people we all grew up with musically that are going to be dead soon. The stupid debates. You want to talk? What else can we do here in studio? Can we take a break here?
We should probably take a commercial break, and I'm still looking for a memo on this Dave Plyer firing.
Well, if it's not official, what in the hell are we doing?
How did you get in here anyway?
We got a pass.
A pass?
Yeah. Now that we got the show up and running, you can get the hell out of here, okay? Oh. Why don't you do that? Why don't you go get the hell out? Obviously, you're a big Dave Pyle fan, so get the hell out, okay? Get out. Get out. Oh, by the way. The dry cleaner's called your skirts ready, too. Okay, Bob?
Thanks. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jimmy.
You know, you could work with us. This show's going to be on for a long time.
You need an engineer.
Yeah, well,
I'm your man since Dave Plyer's apparently gone, but I still have seen
apparently?
No memo. I've still seen no
okay.
memo.
Oh, good.
I'm checking my email.
Yeah, you are a brown noser. Okay, you got
call it
knee
as you
pads.
See
you can tell you kiss everybody's around here. We'll be back in a little bit. Enjoy John Coltrane. Dave Pyle's been fired. We're here for the next 4 hours. Call us. Deal with us.
Dave Pyle, WGN.
Yeah, that is my jingle. So I was not fired, you, Jimmy. You took over the satellite, and now you're not on the satellite. Now you're on the phone line. You know, I wasn't fired. This is my show, Jimmy. You're an idiot.
Do you still have John Williams?
on the station? Yes.
Okay, because I'd like his show.
You like his show instead? Well,
yeah.
try to hijack that one.
Or maybe Bob Sherratt. Nothing against Bob. I like it, but maybe he needs to go away. I want to be back in Chicago, okay?
Yeah.
Who's doing overnight?
Well, we got someone new doing overnight starting next week. I don't have my notes with me, but yeah.
Well, they're new, so fire them. That's happened to me before. First day, you come in from another city and you go and they say, oh, you didn't get the memo. You're fired.
Yeah, it's Frank Morano, The Other Side of Midnight, starting on Sunday night. What are you doing, by the way, this summer, Jimmy? Are you still ripping people off? At that stupid...
I'm not ripping people off. I've got a casino up on Beaver Island,
yeah.
Which is a small island in Lake Michigan. I've had it for about 5 years, and it's great. And I'm doing a lot of the gambling for the NFL. That's starting up this year. I've been doing that. I know people, and I got people, and so I post on social media. Mm. And I'm working with a big casino, and so I'm giving you odds on who's going to be in the Super Bowl.
Already.
Who's going to be a good team? Bears? How are they doing? What do you think the odds are right now, Chicago, the odds at MGM for the Bears to win the Super Bowl?
You know, first of all, we are 2 weeks away from the first Bears game, preseason, August 1st, first preseason game. What are the odds right now with Caleb Williams? What do you got?
Well, I got some notes on that. Right now, the odds for the Chicago Bears to win the Super Bowl this year is 35-1.
Hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, nothing against Caleb. I love the Chicago Bears. You know I love the Chicago Bears. I love the Bears. I love the Bears. I love Mike Ditka, and you know my relationship with Iron Mike and everything. But the one thing with Caleb, he hasn't had when the regular season starts, he's got to take his first snap in the NFL. So let's start there.
Yeah.
I hope him well.
Are you doing your pigskin picks? Is somebody going to be, you're going to be still torturing listeners and viewers for another year?
My pigskin picks is probably, I've got some of the biggest audiences around North America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the gambling world.
Yeah.
Like I beat ESPN because people want to know.
Right.
First of all, okay, are you going to put money when the Chicago Bears, who do they open up with? Regular season will be Tennessee.
Tennessee, right.
Are you
mm-hmm.
going to take the Bears or Tennessee?
I mean, it's going to be.
You're going to take the Bears.
Yeah.
You got to say that. You're on the radio.
Yeah.
You don't want people to kill you.
I'm not taking Tennessee.
Well, you know what? I'd take the Bears on that first one. I'll tell you what. The second half, though, you better buckle up and put your tray tables up because you got some big ass turbulence coming with some in the second half. I wish him the best, but let's see. And I'll tell you right now, I'll put $1 million on that Kansas City will not three-peat. They are not going to the Super Bowl.
They are not. Okay. All right. Hey,
they're
Jimmy.
Not.
Jimmy.
Okay.
Jimmy, I got a couple of callers that want to talk to you. Burton, you're on 720 WGN with Jim Shorts. Bert, you there?
Yeah, Burton. What?
Yes. I was wondering if you are still married to Wang.
No, my Wang is a girl that I met a long time ago. We had a kid together, and no, we're not. She's out in Montana, believe it or not, and she married a guy, a cattle rancher, kind of like if you see Yellowstone, the ranch isn't that big, but she's out and she raises cattle out in Montana.
Well, whatever happened to Luger?
Luger, he's over in Switzerland. Okay, get out. Why don't you go enjoy the weekend? Get off the air.
Is Luger like 40? How old is Luger now?
Yeah, he's turned 40. He's turning 40.
Oh.
And he wants me to come over to South Korea for his birthday party. I sure as hell ain't going to North Korea.
No.
But,
no.
Yeah, he's turning. How about that? He's 40. I remember when he was born on the air.
Yeah, he
on
was
a loop.
Yeah, of course he was. Tony, you're on 720 WGN. You want to talk to Jim? You got a big question for him.
Oh, Jim, yeah, it's great to hear your voice on WGN. I'm listening online in Muscatine, Iowa. Jimmy, my kids are hosting a lemonade fundraiser tomorrow for our local domestic violence shelter. What do you think they need to do to make it successful? You're an expert businessman.
Well, the kids these days, you know, instead of sell them lemonade, hey, go into town and get some gummies because people want to eat pot now. So that's what maybe you should do. You get a lot of more money.
It's a great idea. Also, are you going to write a book since Kev's written a second one? Apparently, people are dying for the Jim Shorts tell-all.
To tell you the truth, I was going to debut two things. That's a great question. I am trying to write with Rick Kemper, who just did a book on The Loop, and he's done Lou Jack, he's done all kinds of
Landecker,
books.
Landecker,
yeah. That's it. And I want him to do my bio, and so we're in talks of that. And another thing I want everybody to know in Chicago, I'm going to be on Shark Tank next week.
Yeah, really? What do you got? What do you got? A new product?
I'm going in front of the sharks, and I'm introducing a new tartar sauce.
Oh.
It's called Sucky's Tartar Sauce. Sucky was a dog that I loved very much.
Oh.
It died when I was in Chicago. It's buried on the 50-yard line at Soldier Field.
Really?
And my dog used to eat fish sticks, and I make tartar sauce. So I got this tartar sauce, and it's really good. You know, tartar sauce is not easy to make.
No, probably. Probably not.
I'm gonna get in front of the sharks and see if I can get a loan. Hopefully, I'm gonna work with that. I think she's hot, Barbara.
Oh yeah, bro. Yeah, I know Barbara.
Boy,
yeah.
I'd like that. Let's see what happens. I'll be on Shark Tank this coming week. Tune in.
Okay. All right. Hey, by the way, any headliners this summer at the casino? Anybody important that you got coming up there?
We got a Taylor Swift impersonator. She's trying to lose weight. We got her booked in October. She's got about 80, 90 pounds to drop, but that's about it.
Okay.
We're doing a lot of karaoke crap.
Yeah. By the way, did you know that your, you know, Robin Baumgarten at the WGN Morning News, the Loopback in the day, she remarried like a year or so ago. You're happy.
Yeah, I know. You know what? That tortured me. I've always wanted to have a chance to marry Robin Baumgarten. I'm happy for her, but she did get married and it broke my heart. I don't watch the program anymore.
Oh, sorry to hear that. You know what, Jimmy, by the way, thanks for taking over the show earlier. You're an idiot.
What?
There are many Chicago broadcasting legends. Wally Phillips, Bob Gallins, Spike Odell, Eddie Schwartz, Orion Samuelson, Kevin Matthews. How did he get in there? Oh, well. Stay tuned as Kev answers more of Plyer's gripping questions. Kevin Matthews, Dave Plyer, 720 WGN.
All right, Dave Plyer, 720 WGN. Kevin Matthews is Chicago radio royalty. He has a new documentary coming out on his first book, Broken Mary. He has a new book coming out next week. It's called Mary's Roadie. And he has his hands in a lot of things, and we'll talk about that as well. Kevin Matthews, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Dave. And Chicago, I miss you so much. I don't know, Dave, if you've been watching. Do you watch The Bear on Hulu?
I do, absolutely.
And, you know, every time I watch that, I dearly miss Chicago so much. And, you know, I really do. And that is such a great show. And I want to just jump on a plane and get over to Mr. Beef.
Yeah, you know what's funny when you watch that? You're absolutely right, because there's so many like exterior shots that are done from shows, and yeah. I know there's a lot of production that happens here, but Mr. Beef or that show actually really captures the city, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it's just absolutely beautiful. And it's also, I'm a culinary nut, and I just love how they shoot the food, and it reminds me of, you know, I just miss Chicago when I see the L and I see the food and the people and the buildings, and God, I love Chicago.
Well, and you come back now and then, too. How's the summer been treating you?
Good. I come back a lot, you know.
Yeah.
I really come back as often as I can, because I've still got friends, dear friends, over in Chicago. So yeah, and I've been all over. I mean, I'm traveling now. I just got back from California, so like I've been very, very busy with a documentary, a new book that's going to drop on Monday, and folks, you can get it on Amazon.com. And Dave, I'm just swimming in documentaries.
You are.
Larry Wirt, my old boss, when he was the general manager of The Loop, and, you know, he had plate spinning of Danny Bonaducci and Jonathan Brandmeier and Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer and the Bulls. And he's put it out. It's a great documentary that everybody in the country is going to be able to see in October. So it's wonderful. It wasn't just about us on the radio, you know, me and Brandmeier, Steve, Gary. It was what was happening culturally in Chicago. And I've been just on my own because of this. I've really been doing a lot of research on Chicago and when I got to Chicago. And then I started to think, well, before I got to Chicago, which was in 1985, Steve Dahl, I was in college in Michigan, Grand Valley, and I'm watching television. It was the night it's Disco Demolition happened.
Yeah,
so I'm watching, Tom Snyder, 1979, and Disco Demolition. So I've been thinking to myself, I'm going to start in 1979. And by the way, I believe Disco Demolition, the anniversary is tonight. It happened on July 12th, I believe, 1979 at Comiskey. So I've been taking from 1979 until 2001. And really started to just dig up the culture that was happening in Chicago in that time period. And you should take a dive, everybody, into that, because so much was happening in Chicago when 1984, for example, Michael Jordan is drafted with the Bulls. Oprah debuts in 1984. Mm-hmm. You know, if you in that part that really impacted me when I was on the air, 1999, we lost Gene Siskel. And that really shifted that wonderful show. And you had the sports writers on.
It was really a cool time. You're absolutely right. It was a unique time in Chicago.
It was. You know, what Rich Melman was doing with culinary, that exploded. And Charlie Trotter. And, you know, my goodness, there's so much to start to look at. What a beautiful city. It's just always going to have rich history.
Well, the first book, Broken Mary, you know, does talk about your journey in radio. And, you know, you talk about when you first got here in 85. How did that all, just share that again, what, like, how that all came about?
Yeah.
There were some connections to Steve and Gary, too, weren't there?
Yeah, I worked at a college radio station and in Allendale, this tiny little town, and I got a gig in Grand Rapids, and I just killed it. I mean, we had a massive morning show, and I got hired down in St. Louis, and as soon as I got into St. Louis, I knew I made the biggest mistake, and this radio station was horrible. And so I was getting bored, and I was doing radio on a station nobody listened to, and I was doing some stand-up comedy just to do something. And then I just started sending tapes because I could impersonate Ronald Reagan. And so I could impersonate Ronald Reagan. I started sending tapes to Steve and Gary and thinking maybe they'll play this stuff, and they did. And so a record label, a friend of mine that was on A&M Records, really said, you know, to Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer, you know, you should really get this guy up into Chicago. And they did. And they, Jimmy DeCastro flew me up, and I went into the Hancock building. And then I went over to, you know, we went over and had a lunch at the Palm.
Yeah.
The original Palm.
Yeah.
I signed my contract on a cocktail napkin, and the rest is history.
That's radio, the good old days of radio. Yeah, I love that.
It was, man. It was radio, yeah. Signed it on a cocktail napkin.
You know, when I talk to you in the summertime, I always think about, yeah, you did a lot of remotes. You did concerts with Ed Zeppelin, but the golf outings were such a big deal. And those, you know, you raised a ton of money. Uh-huh. Like, and there's some deep stories we probably can't. Necessarily,
no,
sure. Yeah,
I can, because I got the golf outings. We had the Jim Shorts golf outings.
Yeah,
we had 10 golf outings, and we got kicked out of 10 courses in 10 years. Twice out in Oak Brook.
Yeah,
10 courses, 10 years. The first outing we ever did, we did in Riverside, and we did it for a charity. We raised over $230,000. Now we had Pev Heads, galleries. But by the time we paid for damages on the course, our bar bill, we went from $230,000, and we gave the charity $2,000.
Oh, my God.
And it was, and we still, this is all talked about in the Loop documentary that's coming out.
Tell me about, you know, though, what are some of the people that were coming, like some of the celebrities that you had come to these golf outings?
Oh, my God. I was just thinking, for some reason today, Chris Chelios and John Daly. We had everybody, Walter Payton. Everybody came to this golf outing. Mark Jean Greco.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Ditka. Everybody came. Keith Magnuson of the Blackhawks was like an adopted dad to me.
Yeah, I remember you talked about that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I loved him. And Stan Mikita would golf. And, you know, Johnny Red Kerr from the Bulls, or God, everybody, Bulls, 85 Bears, a healthy Steve McMichael. And my God, Steve, I know he is going to hang on and get into the Hall of Fame. And what human being. God, I miss Mongo. And look what he's done. He's hung in there, and he deserves everything he's going
to
get.
And you know what? I have God to say bless. This, though. You know, what I really struggle with, Kev, is, and I know people are visiting him and stuff. I don't need to see video of you showing up at his house. I don't need to see people sitting and taking pictures next to him. Give the guy some peace and some respect. And you can talk about it. You can write about it. I don't want to see it. But I will tell you, you've got this new book coming out. We're going to talk about that next. The new book is Mary's Roadie. Yeah. Comes out next week, and we are talking to Chicago radio legend Kevin Matthews. You want to join the conversation? 312-981-7200, and we'll do that next. All right, we are talking to radio legend Kevin Matthews. New book comes out next week on Amazon.com. It's called Mary's Roadie. All right, Kev, so, you know, Broken Mary, best-selling book. You've got a follow-up now, Mary's Roadie, coming out. And the new book, and thanks for the kind mention, and we'll talk about some of that in a little bit, but you said, if anyone had asked me 30 years ago if I someday would write a book about God, my response would have been, are you high? And so it still probably stuns a lot of people, but you have really carried on a strong message as you have toured, you know, America and really the world.
Yeah. And you are the first person to ever read it. It drops. You can pre-order now, and it's available on Monday through Amazon. And you are the first to ever have read it. What
great
do you
book,
think?
Great book. Love the book. Absolutely. Because I know your journey, and I know what has happened since you wrote Broken Mary, and I think it is so well told and very honest from your heart.
Yeah.
You know?
In Broken Mary, the Mary I'm talking about is the Virgin Mary, the Mother of Christ. And this book is the first book, Broken Mary. That's where I was on tour for the last 5 years talking about that. And I had to do a follow-up because so much has happened since 2017. And so this book talks about that. And it also, I've got to be very, very honest with this book because it literally talks about my encounters, my physical encounters with the Virgin Mary and my encounters with Christ. And this is the first book, Matthew Kelly, and I'm with Matthew Kelly, he's my publisher. This is the first book he's ever included photographs on.
Really?
And the reason I wanted to do photographs is because I have to prove to people what I'm saying, I can back it up. And I can back it up with photographs and whatnot. And it's a beautiful book, and something obviously is happening in the world today. If you just take a look at the world, something is happening, and there's something happening in the world that is really capturing a lot of people. And I think, especially the broken people. I found a statue lying next to a dumpster more than a decade ago, and it was of the Virgin Mary. And this statue represents us all because we're all broken, but we're loved by God. And people can relate to it. You know, how many people, you know, think, you know, they're getting old now. I got fired from radio. They're throwing me out. I'm like garbage. I'm not what I used to be. And unfortunately, the world thinks, you know, it's recyclable, or I'm too old now, or I'm worthless, and we're broken, and we're not. We're all broken, but we're loved by God. And this book really, I think, connects with people, because we're all broken.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what religious background you are. I mean, you really tell some good connected stories here to people that, you know, people have left their own church because they feel unwanted, forgotten, afraid, whatever it is, ashamed. You know, it just kind of opens you know, the heart up to you know, accepting some religion in your life. And there seems to be a lot more public figures and personalities talking more about religion, especially with all the crap going on, like Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Wahlberg, no exception, right?
I think that's a great example. And, you know, you take a look at just The Chosen, how popular that got and how they shot that and whatnot. Like I said, I know God is actually using regular folks to get the message across. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful message. So it's my encounters. I travel with the Virgin Mary. I take this statue everywhere. And I absolutely adore Mary, and I love her son. And I love my Catholic faith. I really do love my Catholic faith. And this next book, I want to come back, and I want to go to all the churches or all the places I've been to and update everybody, because this one is a beautiful. I just always say that, you know, God is my shepherd, and I'm just that little bruised, battered shepherd dog, and I just try to gracefully and gently get people that may have strayed over to him. That's all I do.
I think you do a great job doing that, too. You know, you and I, and you talk about in the book, which is just very kind and flattering, but you and I, after we had our first interview almost 10 years ago, whatever it was, and we put together your first speaking engagement mm-hmm. that we did here in Chicago, St. Juliana. And you wrote some very kind things in there. But like it was Father James Wallace who was there. And we really didn't know what to expect. And we had a packed church, absolutely packed church. And as soon as you and I got on the altar to have a conversation, from the pew, somebody yelled Freebird. And that really did loosen up the crowds and, you know, accept you a little differently. You still told your story, but you shared some of your faith with people.
Yeah, it was great. And I can go into and talk to prison inmates that are lifers or whatever. I'd love to come back to that church because it's so much has happened in 10 years and people can relate to it. It's you know, it's not thumping and, you know, devils and fire.
No. It's very relatable.
It's a journey of hope. And, you know, I've never in my life encountered such kindness and grace as I have with the Mother of Christ, Mary.
Yeah.
I mean, she's everybody's mother. And, you know, I got her son's back. You know what I mean? It's like, I'll take care of mom. And it's an adventure that just doesn't stop. I just got back from California, and the documentary's coming out in the fall, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I got a text here. It says 773 saw Kevin at St. John Cantius, and we processed to Michigan Avenue Water Tower Place. Loved every second of it. And I got Marianne on the line. Marianne, you're on 720 WGN. Say hello to Kev.
Oh my gosh, Kev, it is so good to hear you on the airwaves. And I want you to know I'm really nervous, but I just love the route that you're taking. I've been a big fan of yours forever. My husband and I, we were two kids on the south side of Chicago, and we would listen to you guys religiously. Yeah. And it is just amazing when I read, you know, Broken Mary, you know, the first time. I think I read the whole book within just a few hours. It was just so compelling and so inspirational. And to be, you know, to listen to, you know, to know who you were, who you are, and to take this route is just so amazing and so inspirational and so hopeful. And I just love what you're doing, and thank you so much for sharing this with everyone.
Oh, thank you, because, you know, my past got me to this point, you know, and mm-hmm. that's what the South Side, especially, so many times I've spoken on the South Side. Not too long ago, I spoke at Mayor Daley's church right over by Comiskey, you know, and the South Side has been so good, or the North Side, or Dave, you, and it's a way to come back to Chicago and really thank people. Thank you.
Absolutely. Folks. And Mary's Roadie. I mean, this is a big book, and you've been working on this for a few years now.
Yeah, it took 2 years. And I, you know, like I said, I think the first page is pretty, you know, it's like, whoa, what is this about? And, you know, I mean, it's an encounter with the Mother of Christ. It's encounters with Christ himself. And I'm proud that I put it on paper, and I'll keep doing it.
Love it. Absolutely love it. So the new book is Mary's Roadie. When are you coming back to the Chicago area, buddy?
Hey, if you want to tell Father, I'll come back to church. You tell me, and anybody, I'd love to come back. So if you want me to speak, get a hold of Dave, and let's get back. I want to get on tour again.
I love that. I love that. And when you're in town, let's get together. Let's come into studio. Let's do something, because I know you've got a lot more speaking and engagements coming up. 773 texter said it honestly brings tears to my eyes just listening to the convo. So inspirational.
Well, I love you all. Dave, you were there. You were the start of this. And you are the first to read the book that drops Monday.
Absolutely great. The new book, Mary's Roadie, out next week. The great Kevin Matthews. Thanks for your time, buddy. And we'll see you in Chicago soon.
God bless you, Dave.
Thank you, sir. You too.